Welcome to the Creating You, Creating Her Summit, where powerful women at the table reveal how to bridge the gap in your business by leveraging your genius, tools, and those in your network. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Sienna Martin of Catch Your Confidence Consulting. How are you today, Sienna?
I'm good. How are you,
Angelica? I am doing wonderful. I am so excited to have you here to talk to you, to share those nuggets that you have shared with your audience so much with my audience. So this is I'm really excited about talking to you today. Can you tell us about your business and how you impact the world with your gift?
Absolutely. So again, thank you for having me. I'm Sienna Martin and I am a team development coach. I started out as a consultant a little over 10 years ago, actually. And I started out with just helping businesses who had brick and mortars and businesses who serviced clients in person with their systems and their workflow. And I helped them to hire the right people to help them basically build out their company. And so doing that for so many years, I've seen over 100 different businesses go through the process of begin to hire people to come into their teams, to help them to make sure that their processes behind the scenes are running and efficient. And now I take those expertise and I help women who are in business for themselves, primarily online, do the same thing in a remote environment. I get so passionate about making sure that we as business owners nowadays understand the importance of making sure we have the right people in the right positions and the right systems in place, because you can have a profitable business that does six figures, but if your bones aren't in place and you don't have your structure right, it can easily fall apart. So that's my gift and that's how I impact the world.
I love when you said if your bones and your structure aren't right, yeah, you need that foundation, and you're yes. Right. That foundation is not right, but you are the first person I've heard it use bones and structure. I love that. Today, we're going to talk about how to effectively build systems in your business that work to create balance for you and your team. And I'm excited to talk to you about this because you do this so well within your community. And I would love to hear what you have to share with the audience today.
Absolutely. I definitely will start with just saying this can be overwhelming when you approach it from, I have to go out and build Rome in a day. And so I always tell, you know, the women that I work with, my clients, that take this one bite at a time. You have to start small, and it's okay to start with what you have and with where you are. So if you're beginning out and you just need to get your social media process organized, and you just want to make sure that the processes and the things that you're doing right now have structure to them, work on that. Focus on that. Don't feel like you need to go create a huge, big company with 10 employees tomorrow, because you don't. Start small.
So when, I love you said, you don't have to build Rome in one day. That is so true, because we have these huge visions and think we're supposed to be everywhere. And that is not true. So I love where you're saying focus on the one thing first and that social media process. What are some of the things within the social media process that you think they need to look at first?
I would like you to look at what it is that you do the most often. So take a look at what you do like on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And it's usually those things that you find yourself doing most frequently that are the easiest to begin to put into systems in your business. So for example, I like to give practical examples always. So for example, let's say that you have a certain way that you post on Instagram and you do that once or twice a day, or you may do it every other day. Whatever your posting schedule is, start with what you're doing on the social media platform that you use the most often and write that process out. So literally take out a piece of paper and write down first I pick out my pictures, right? Then I write my captions and make a list, a numbered list of what you do. And that's what you want to start with turning into a system or a workflow, because if you can write out what you do and you understand how you produce your content on social media, then you can take that and you can record a short 3-minute, 4-minute training video teaching somebody else how to do that process the way you do it, so that you can now take yourself out of having to do that manual work every single week.
That is so key, and I'm glad you said that. And if you start now instead of 2 years down the road, you're in your business and you don't have your process, it's just a bigger process and it feels overwhelming at that point. But if you start, you know, especially if you're new within creating your business, if you start those processes now, and like you said, document them, create videos about them, it makes it so much easier. So much easier when you do decide for yourself, because I know at the beginning I found myself like, now what did I do? You know, and I had to go back again. So you're right. Just write it down. Simply do a quick video. You could do a quick video in Loom. That's a free program if you want to use that. Create your videos and then make sure you have, to me, always have a place of storage. Like I use Google Suite, or you can use, you know, something like Trello, just something to actually place it in, so you have a place to go back to every single time, and you're not looking for post-it notes like I did for a while at the beginning. You know, post-it notes were everywhere. So I love that you, that tip you had. Any other great tips you can give us?
Absolutely. So building on that, just to give you I always want to talk about the mindset. And one big part of my program when my clients work with me is we go through what I call a mindset makeover. And so the mindset makeover is basically you understanding why you're doing this process of creating systems and workflows in your business to begin with. It's not because you want to sit down and write out every single step that you take to post on your social media, or how you sign a client, or how you enroll a client once they sign up with you in your particular service or offer. You're doing these things because, number one, you don't want to be the bottleneck in your company. I have worked with companies who were doing millions of dollars a year, and the CEO was preventing the company from being able to go to that next level. And I've watched a company completely crash out from doing millions of dollars, $20 million a year this company did, and the next year they did zero because the CEO would not take herself out of the driver's seat. And so you are setting yourself up for success in the future when you think about this from a standpoint of, I'm not going to make myself the hindrance to my success. I'm not going to be the bottleneck. I'm going to write down my processes. I'm going to video record why I make the decisions I do. And then beyond that, I'm going to help whoever I train, whoever comes into my team, I'm going to help that person understand why I make the decisions that I make in this role as the CEO, so that I can step away from this when I need to.
Wow. That is so key. That is so key. Especially when you're trying to build your business, you do have to, once you start bringing on a team, you hire them for a reason. You pay them good money for a reason. And I find, you know, working in corporate America, you have a lot of micromanaging leaders, which to me is totally a disservice to the team, because you never feel fully impacted. And you always feel like, well, I can't make this step without confirming with them. But I truly believe when you sit there and you hire good people and you're paying them good money, you need to allow them to lead, take the lead. And if they have questions, of course. And I think you also, of course, you all always come back once a week, maybe have your team meetings or your one-on-ones with your staff just to figure out what's going on, what questions they have. But to actually release the reins so you can soar in what you do best as the CEO of your company, I think that is so cute, so key. So I never heard anyone talk about it as a mindset makeover. So I really do. I like the way you process your step number two. And do you have a third step you can share with us?
Yes, so I definitely want to just piggyback off what you just said, Angelica, in regards to not micromanaging your team and allowing the people that you hire to lead. That is so key, and it is so difficult for those of us who are in business to do, specifically those of us who run a large portion of our businesses online or remote. It's extremely difficult because, number one, when you're online and remote, you can't exactly see what the person is doing that you hire. And so a lot of times, for example, a lot of the managers right now who work in corporate, and you listening to this, you may experience this if you're still working in a corporate job. There's this thought process going on right now where they're remote, or our employees are remote, so they're not doing as much work as they would do if they were in a physical location and we could see them in the office. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that the people that you bring into your company, whether it be a virtual assistant, a social media manager, whatever, you want to make sure that they feel empowered. And you do that by giving them instruction, giving them the tools that they need to do the work, and then step away, mm-hmm. back up and let them do the work. And like you said, Angelica, come in and do those team meetings maybe once a week, twice a month, however you want to structure and set up your team meetings. But make sure that, one, you're doing all in your power, all that you can in your power to make them feel empowered. When they make a mistake, don't publicly shame them. Like if you have a team of two or three of you guys, you don't want to shame someone in front of the entire team because it kills productivity. What you want to do is have a private conversation with that person and praise them in the areas that they did well and give constructive feedback in the areas that they can improve. Don't micromanage, just give feedback on the areas that they can improve. That will continue to make that person feel empowered, and it will continue to make them want to work in your company and do the best that they can. If you micromanage, you might as well have not hired them because right. you're killing the productivity that they're going to be able to do in your business. So that's my last tip.
That is so, so true. And I love that you said, you know, if they do something wrong, because you might find out in your one-on-one session with them that you might not have explained it properly. You might have had it all in your head thinking they got it, but they, you know, they really didn't. You may have not explained it well enough for them to complete the task the way you wanted it. So it's really good to have those weekly conversations with them. I know when I work, the clients I work with, once a week, usually it's on Fridays, I do a brief video with for them explaining, this is what I did this week. These are the things I have. These are the things I still have questions on. And I like to do it in video because I can actually show them the screens and stuff that I'm going through. Like, you know, you, mm-hmm. for example, say you told me to use these links. Well, when I click on these links, this is what happens. Get these error messages so they could physically see. And a lot of the clients I work with, well, you don't have to do that. It's peace of mind for me to let them know what I've been working on, and to get a clear understanding of what do you need next week? What's going on? So I just feel, you know, even if your boss doesn't want it, I think sometimes just those little things help them from calling you all the time, helps them from sending you constant emails. If you just do like just a brief wrap up, I just always found that stopped a lot of the chaos or a lot of the additional phone calls and emails that were not necessary.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. A brief wrap up. In my business, my team, we call it a daily recap. Mm-hmm. So I'll have my team members or my executive assistant, for example, she'll give me a daily recap of what she worked on so I can go in there and take a look. And like you said, that's just key to making sure that everybody feels informed mm-hmm. and everybody is on top of whatever their responsibility was for that day. It's mm-hmm. so important.
It is so important. I really loved it, the three tips that you gave. You know, you don't have to build Rome in one day. Focus on one thing at the start. Your mindset makeover and allow people you hire to lead. Those are so key and so helpful. And if people can really focus on those things, they'll find that, I feel, they'll find it goes a little bit easier. It's a little bit smoother for them. And as they're leading and then taking on a CEO role within their business.
Yeah.
So how can my audience connect with you, and what gift do you have to share with them today?
Absolutely. So definitely you can connect with me by getting access to this free resource that I want to share with you today. It's a three-part video series that I put together. It's called Learn How to Think Like a True Entrepreneur and the 5 Mistakes to Avoid Before You Try to Delegate. And it's really, really helpful for those who may be planning to launch and deliver a group coaching program in the new year. I really dive into how to make sure that your group program not only is successful, but sustainable by having the right people in your team to help you deliver it. And so I think Angelica's going to share that link to that free video resource for you to be able to go ahead and download it. So I'd love for you to take that. It'll be extremely helpful. And I do a deep dive on that mindset makeover process that I mentioned in today's segment there as well. So if you want more information on how to do that, that will be available in the series. Beyond that, you can find me on my website, Cena Martin Chandler, CHANDLER.com. I also am on Instagram and Facebook, and I just would love to connect with you if you have any goals around developing, hiring, or leading a team going into the new year.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing the nuggets today and being open about the different things you feel will help lead our audience and to have a better 2021. And ladies, please make sure you reach out to Sienna, grab her complimentary gift, connect with her on her website, and any other links that we share. Everything will be on her website that I'm sharing with you for the Creating You, Creating Her. I'll have all her links to her social media and her website. So I thank you so much for joining us today, and I cannot wait to see what you do in 2021.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.